Almost one in five young people would drop out of school for a shot at reality TV fame. Don't take that number lightly. One in five. So you think of a class of what? A class of 30? Six kids in that class of 30 would quite happily not be there for a shot at reality TV fame. It's just appalling, isn't it? This survey's been carried out by a company called, a campaign called Your Life. It's a campaign which is trying to encourage young people to take up things like maths and sciences. The research, what is quite interesting, if you read more into this research, they actually look at, when you actually ask kids about reality TV, though, their memories are really slight. It just shows how fickle the industry is. They surveyed kids between the age of 11 and 19, and over two-thirds, the big reality TV show, Big Brother, probably for that age group, two-thirds couldn't name last year's winner. It was, if you're interested, it was Helen Wood. But just to show the fickle nature of reality TV, OK, here's two more for you, all right? Who won Strictly Come Dancing last year, last Christmas? Who won Strictly Come Dancing? Caroline Flack, yeah, that's not so bad. How about X Factor? Who won X Factor in 2014? I had to look it up. Ben Haynow. Yeah. I've titled this one up, Well, I Didn't Know That. This is after some research showed that half of us can't name a single species of bee. Yes, I just thought there was a bee. What I asked Olivia yesterday when I got home, I said, we're going to be doing this tomorrow. I said, can you name any species of bee? She went, buzzy and Bumble. A survey of more than 2,000 people suggests only a fraction of the population knows that there are around, well, this, and you can count yourself in this now, 250 species of bee, just in the UK. Really? Yes, there are. I'm not going to read all 250, but here you go. You can impress your friends today with the common carder bee. There is, of course, the honeybee. There's also the red-tailed bumblebee, the white-tailed bumblebee, the early bumblebee, the small garden bumblebee, and the tree bumblebee. There's just, what, six to name but a few? Seven to name but a few of the two. I didn't know that, did you? 250. So, I'm sure in your knowledge database somewhere, you have something that you can enlighten us with this morning. Tom in Beach Hill. Morning, Tom. He says, Chris, did you know the handle on the petrol pump light on your dashboard indicates which side of the car your tank is on? Is it? I'm gonna go out and check that now. Is that right? The handle on the petrol pump light on your dashboard indicates which side of the car your tank is on. All right, we'll go and check that. Thanks, Tom. And Caroline. Morning, Caroline. She says, did you know a cockroach can live for 9 days without its head before it dies of starvation? Thanks for that, Caroline. Caroline's in Carmel this morning, a font of all knowledge. Thank you. It's Chris Milo here. It's Mrs. Milo at home. Though we have just spoken. Quite romantic chat first thing this morning. Yeah, she just called the show. Do you know where my three-quarter jeans are? No, I've no idea. Why would I know where your three-quarter jeans are, love? I've not worn them, have I? I don't know the answer to that. However, I do know more on the show this morning than I've ever learnt before. We're doing a little thing this morning called, Well, I Didn't Know That, after we discovered there are 250 species of bee in the UK, apparently. Not many of us know that, but you lot do now. So I was asking you for more, Well, I Didn't Know That, facts this morning. Morning to Steve. He said, did you know the dial tone on your phone is in the key of F? Found that out the other day, says Steve. And I've looked this up. Apparently, you're right, yeah. Two notes, F and A above C is your dial tone on the phone. And one more, we'll do one more for now. Sarah, hello, Sarah. She said, did you know half the bones in your body are in your hands and feet? Are they? One, two, three, four, right. Oh, I can't be bothered. I'll just take your word for it, Sarah. Is that right? Dave says, did you know all the continents' names begin and end with the same letter? You know what, Dave? I didn't, but I've just looked it up and you're right. Well, technically, North and South America, are they separate continents? Because that wouldn't count. I suppose if you had America, you're all right, aren't you? So you'd have America, yeah, A and A, Antarctica, yeah, Europe, E, Asia, Africa, Australia, yeah, all Australasia, yeah, all, yeah. OK, we'll go with that. Who else? Jill. Morning, Jill. She says, did you know that typewriter is the longest word that can be made using the letters on only one row of the keyboard. Is that right? Type. Right. Oh, yeah, look at that. How did you find that out, Jill? Are you incredibly bored? And we'll do one more for now. Hello, Claire. Claire says the Mona Lisa has no eyebrows. Apparently not. Just seen a picture here. And I believe we've got an exclusive recording from just before Mona sat for a portrait. Is that right?
Wiped my eyebrows. Shaved them all off. Shaved all my eyebrows off.
OK, let's bring on Joe to play Not So Little Lyrics this morning. Morning, Joe.
Morning, Chris.
Good morning. Now, yesterday we had Tim on. Now, Tim was on the way to the gym yesterday morning. Where are you off to, Joe?
I'm on the way to the gym as well.
Look at this. I feel so fat and overbloated here. Maybe we should do some exercise on this. Maybe we should bring on some. Remember the Green Goddess who used to be on TV on a morning? We should maybe get something like that on the breakfast show. What do you reckon? So you're off to the gym, but a day off today. What do you normally do, Joe? What's your job?
I'm a painter and decorator.
A painter? What, self-employed? Or do you work for somebody else?
I am.
Self-employed.
I'm self-employed.
Oh,
yeah,
so you've earned yourself a day off, Joe. You've earned yourself a day off. OK, good man. Well, let's see if we win you tickets here. We've got a family ticket for the Proms Picnic, which is in Mains Park on the 5th of September. There's live music, there's the fireworks. So, if you want to win, you can play any morning this week. And this was our lyric today, Joe. Here we go, have a listen.
Hi, I'm Alison, and this is my lyric. Take a sip of my secret potion, I'll make you fall in love. For a spell that can't be broken, one drop should be enough. Boy, you belong to me. I got the recipe.
Okay, what is Alison's not-so-little lyric this morning, Joe?
It's Little Mix, Black Magic.
Let's have a listen. Take a sip on my secret potion, I'll make you fall. Of course it is, Joe. Well done. Big Little Mix fan, are you, Joe?
love a bit of Black Magic.
Joe, brilliant. Well, you got yourself your tickets for the Proms Picnic. We'll send those in the post to you, buddy. And have a good workout at the gym and enjoy the rest of your day off, pal. Thanks for coming on. He's so dumbfounded, he's gone already. I love that. I love that mobile phone silence you get. Look, just silence. You never get that in your life anymore, do you? You never get peace and quiet, ever. Over the last three afternoons, me and my little lad Finn have been giving my car a really good clean, OK? We've done the inside, we've washed the outside, and yesterday we polished it between us. I just thought it just needed a bit of TLC. And also, it's a good way of killing some time with Finley, because he loves helping. So I'm making the most of it. I give him a cloth and he's off. It's brilliant. But just a warning, because now it's gleaming. We sat in the car park here this morning, it is absolutely gleaming. So a warning to any birds listening this morning, if you go anywhere near my car, you will get it. Strictly Come Dancing, one of our favourite TV programmes. Another one of our favourite TV programmes, of course, is Great British Bake Off, which is back on tonight. Oh, look at that, we've got music and everything, look at this. The girls in our house are addicted to it. I pass by while it's on. I'm doing various bits. I kind of catch bits of the programme. But what I do notice is they seem to say the same things. Not necessarily every week, but every year we've watched this. They seem to come up with the same phrases. So I've had an idea over the coming weeks. We're going to play a game every Wednesday and then into Thursday called Bake Off Bingo. OK? So, dead simple, the way this is going to work, I have posted on my page on the website. So if you go to wishfm.net/breakfast, we have put on there the Bake Off Bingo page. Today it's bread, and I've put on there 10 phrases that are highly likely to pop up in tonight's episode. OK? So we've got stuff on there, and some of these, right, they sound a bit rude, but they're not, OK? These are all genuine phrases that they've used in the bread episode of Bake Off over the last few years. So these will come up. I pretty much guarantee these will come up tonight, and if you get them, so what you can do is you print off the page off our website. While you're watching the show tonight, you can tick them off, and then listening tomorrow morning, we'll see how many we got in there, OK? So the 10 you're listening out for tonight are, you ready for this? Here we go. They are. It's too stiff. Good consistency, structure, lovely colour, needs more salt. It's underproofed. It's too moist. It's very bouncy. Bit bland. And the final one, your bottom is too dense.
Wish FM Breakfast with Chris Milo.